Good morning, and we welcome back to the program Brian DeBruyler with the Southeastern Indiana Musicians Association. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Tom. How's everybody doing out there today?
I think everybody's doing fine. I know I am.
I'm doing good in here, yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's warm inside.
Yes, yes. And of course, the association has a big event coming up this weekend at the Gibson Theater in Batesville.
Yeah.
And what can you tell us about it, if anything, Brian?
So this Saturday we'll be hosting our annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony and award show. Every year we induct local musicians from the five counties into our Hall of Fame based on different criteria. And we kind of roll that into a live concert and celebration of local music each year. It's a good time.
And I understand that not only musicians and will be plying their wares and so forth, but also I understand a lot of storytelling is involved as well.
Absolutely. It's just a great night for fans of music. You get to learn a lot about local music history, and it's just a cool experience for anybody that's a fan of music. In the local area, it's a good time.
And as far as the inductees are concerned, who are those folks?
So this year we're inducting three of our local educators. We've kind of differentiated between the educators and the musicians in the last few years, and I think it's important that we put emphasis on the music educators, because without music educators we would have no musicians. So there's that. But this year we've got three educator inductees: Leslie Huey from the south part of the county. We've got Angelina Boucher and also Perry Rollincotter will be coming in. He spent some time over at Summon Dearborn over the years. So always good to work with the educators. On the musician side, let's see if I can remember everybody. We've got Tony Holt, Brian Hudson, Paul Elliott. Let's see here. Who am I forgetting? Jeez, old Pete. I should have brought my list today, Tom. Did I say Ollie Rome? Ollie Ream.
Yes, Ollie. Yes.
I got to get Ollie in there. Beef and Bones, man. Yeah. Bones has been in our Hall of Fame for some time, so it's great to finally get those guys in there together. But
I understand the doors open at 6 p.m.
That is correct.
And it'll be at the Gibson Theater in Batesville. Everybody, I'm sure, knows where that is. And I understand that you've got some pretty interesting entertainment is concerned, in particular, a Milan native.
Yeah, we've got our brother Jamie Johnson from the Grascals coming back again this year. He actually did performed at our first show that we did at the Gibson in 2018. We're very excited to be having him back. And he's got some friends coming with him. Originally, we were going to have Dennis Parker, but something has came up with that. So he's got an open palette of musical guests coming in. He's got Caleb Darty coming in with him. And then we also have local favorites, My Brother's Keeper. They're going to be playing, so it's going to be a night of string music and bluegrass. It's going to be a good time. But My Brother's Keeper, want to give a shout out to them. They were just honored by receiving a Josie Award. They were Group of the Year in Bluegrass. So congratulations to all the guys of My Brother's Keeper. They've just been knocking it out of the park, putting out new records, and taking the music to the people.
And as far as tickets are concerned, how can people go about getting those?
So advance tickets are still available. You can always just pay at the door when you get there, but we do offer advance tickets for a discount on our website. It's seimusic.org, and you can find everything out about the show you need to right there.
All right. So again, that is coming up on Saturday, the Southeastern Indiana Musicians Hall of Fame. It'll be at the Gibson Theater in Batesville. Doors open at 6 p.m. And again, featuring performances by Jamie Johnson of the Grascals, also a Milan native, and also My Brother's Keeper will be taking part in this. And Brian, can you tell us a little bit about, as far as the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and how this all started, and has it grown since day one?
Oh, absolutely. So the organization was founded in 2001. And of course, over the years, we've always had our annual Hall of Fame inductions. But in the last 5 years, we've really kind of taken on some more prominence in the community, and we started what we refer to as our SEMA project, which is a musical awards grant that we give out each year. It's cash money grant that we give to young musicians ages 14 to 19 years old who are pursuing music as a career or just trying to pursue music in general. We offer, there's a mentorship component to that. There's a lot that goes into the SEMA project. Applicants, they fill out a form on the website. They send in a performance video. There's multiple steps that they go through get to be one of the finalists in our SEMA project. But this year's performances at the Gibson will also feature two of our, this is our second year of the SEMA project winners, and we will have performances by this year's grand prize winners, Maggie Weberdeen and Camden Metcalf. So it's been another way for the organization just to give something back to the community, and it's something we're really proud of. So
okay. And then also an old friend of ours from Dillsboro, Dale Wendelman, is one of the inductees into the Hall of Fame this year, I understand.
That is correct. Yeah, I was having a brain lapse earlier with that. I can run back through that. So for this year's our musician inductions, we have Tony Holt, Paul Elliott, Dale Wendelman, Brian Hudson, and Ollie Ream.
Okay. And the three music teachers, educators?
So this year's educators that we're inducting are Leslie Huey, Angelina Boucher, and Perry Rollincotter.
All right. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout, and we'll continue our conversation with Brian DeBruyler with the Southeastern Indiana Musicians Association right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Brian DeBruyler. He is with the Southeastern Indiana Musicians Association. And you talked about the start of the organization back in 2001, Brian, and some of the things that, again, for people who may not be familiar with it, how can people, I guess, if they're interested, get involved in it, if they're not already, and, you know, kind of the aim of the organization?
Yeah, I could definitely. Our organization, like I said, was founded in 2001. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, and primarily our focus is to put emphasis on the past, present, and future of music in the five counties that we represent, which are Franklin, Dearborn, Ohio, Ripley, and Switzerland counties. Historically, like I said, our Hall of Fame has always been the mainstay, and there's some great people that are in our Hall of Fame. We've got Lonnie Mack, Ralph Trotto, Cal Collins, Jamie Johnson from the Grascals, myself, many others. A lot of exemplary musicians in the community are part of our Hall of Fame, and that family continues to grow each year. But that was always our primary thing with the group. And then in 2018, we started talking about the SEMA project, which was our real passion project, because we wanted to do something that was relevant not only to the musicians in the community, but the rest of the community at large. And we wanted to focus on that future component of music and invest in the next generation of musicians coming along. So I think that the organization has had a great evolution over the years. This is our 22nd year operating, and it's just been great. It's something I very much look forward to being a part of each year, and I'm happy to be a board member with the group.
And that is neat about the project, the fact that you're kind of laying the groundwork for the future and also in a lot of ways giving back to the industry as well.
That's the point. I mean, I could think when I was, you know, coming up as a musician, trying to find guidance, there was just really no one to turn to in the community that could say, you know, give you advice as far as pursuing music as a career. And we do offer a mentorship component with our SEMA project finalists that is an opportunity for us to be kind of a bouncing board for them, you know, and they can ask us about things. Like I talked to some of the local musicians about, you know, things like copyright law and publishing and how to protect your, you know, your intellectual property if you're a songwriter and different things. And it's just... hopefully I can help them not have to stumble over some of the things that we've stumbled on. And we've got some success stories. You know, we worked a little bit with Rachel Holt, so kind of see her arcing up in country music. She's getting around and playing and writing her own music, putting out her own records. She's doing it. Of course, you know, with her family history, that kind of makes sense with her. But at the same time, that's something we were happy to, you know, Rachel was one of our first year SEMA project winners. And London Sholly, our other first year SEMA project winner, he does courses at Berklee College of Music in Boston. He's aspiring to be a film composer, and he does more orchestral based type composition and things. So it's really diverse with our applicants. I mean, we have everything from singer songwriter, acoustic guitar people to, you know, orchestral musicians playing, you know, a violin, or we work a lot with the Southeastern Indiana Youth Orchestra. We have a lot of applicants from their organization typically in our SEMA project. So it's just, just something that's been great. And Kenzie Bennell, our board member, one of our board members, he's kind of the team leader on the SEMA project. And both him and David Kling and Jim Helms on our board, all three come from that educator background. So they really bring that a unique perspective to the table, where, you know, the lifelong musician road guys like me, you know, I've got a different perspective that I can bring to the table. So the diversity in our board, I think, really has a lot to offer anybody wants to sit down and talk to us. So we really enjoy that opportunity as well.
And as far as the nominees for the and then the inductees, how was the process as far as picking new members each year?
So if you go on our website, there's a button you can click nominate, and there's a form that you fill out, and all the criteria is there. The main qualifier is that an individual resided and performed music in one of the five counties for a period of at least 15 years. And then outside of that, of course, you can add in their other qualifications and kind of accolades in their musical careers. And each year we get several nominations, and we average about 8 to 10 inductions each year. So if somebody puts in a nomination that's not selected that year, no worries. We keep a running pool of all of the nominations that we receive. So unless someone is determined to be ineligible for some reason, then everybody's in the running, and we'll get around to them. Get around to them. So.
All right. So again, Brian, the date, time, location, so forth for the 2023 awards presentation.
This Saturday, November the 4th at the Gibson Theater in Batesville, Indiana. Doors open at 6 p.m. You can get advanced tickets at seimusic.org/tickets.
All right. Anything else before we let you get back to it?
That's all I got for today, Tom. Appreciate you having me in here today.
Well, Brian DeBruler with the Southeastern Indiana Musicians Association, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to doing this again in about a year.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. Thank you.